This is JIS News. Coming up, government to implement number portability by May 2014, Cybersecurity Task Force to provide policy support, and Health Minister quantifies support needed for national HIV program over the next 17 years. The details after the break.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson has outlined that the duties of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force, MOCA, and the recently announced Cybersecurity Task Force do not overlap. He explains that the Cybersecurity Task Force will be responsible for providing guidance on strategy policy as it relates to dealing with cybercrimes.
The task force is advisory in nature to the ministry. I mean, MOCA deals with criminal investigations from the police perspective. I mean, we will have a representative from the police because they have a cybersecurity unit within the police force. But this is advising on policy, strategy, etc. for the government. Totally different from investigation. So there's absolutely no overlap.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a post-sectoral press briefing on Wednesday. The Cybersecurity Task Force will comprise stakeholders in the private and public sectors and will report to the Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell. The first meeting of the task force is scheduled for June. Jamaicans will be able to retain their assigned mobile numbers across networks by as early as May 2014. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the drafting and gazetting of number portability rules should be completed by July this year. Additionally, procurement of a central database and order handling system will be conducted from June to September.
We will start consumer education and awareness after that. The implementation and the testing for the network readiness, it will be from September to March. Training and updates March to April, and we expect, Mr. Speaker, that number portability will be ready by May of next year.
Minister Robinson was making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says Jamaica will need approximately $3.3 billion by 2030 to finance the national HIV program and ensure that the HIV prevalence rate does not rise beyond its current 1.7%. Minister Ferguson says this figure is based on the sustainability study conducted in partnership with the World Bank.
We now have persons with HIV at almost 43% living longer. Presently, we are about 5% in relation to mother-to-child transmission. And Jamaica stands in a position that by 2015, we will be in that zero category. We recognize that we have made significant gains. And even as we integrate and move from a vertical program, we are still saying to our partners, we are not there yet.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking Wednesday at the Caribbean Meeting on Strategic HIV Investment and Sustainable Financing. The meeting was hosted by UNAIDS and President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, and is aimed at charting a course for the Caribbean region as preparations are made for global partners to reduce or withdraw funding support from the HIV/AIDS response in some Caribbean countries. And Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says intellectual property protection of traditional knowledge, cultural expressions and genetic resources will be beneficial to CARICOM territories. He was addressing the final public sector consultation on a World Intellectual Property Organization project to establish a regional framework for the protection of traditional knowledge, traditional cultural expressions and genetic resources on Wednesday. Minister Hilton updated the meeting on Jamaica's plans to modernize legislation to protect the cultural and creative industries. He says the government sees the creation of a cultural and creative industry policy as imperative to development.
Part of the modernization to protect this sector includes legislative support, such as the proposed secure transaction reform, which will allow borrowers to pledge movable assets, such as IP, as security for loans.
That was JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.